The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
You live today from the University of Galway. And before we proceed, I want to mention a very special birthday. Nora White, who is the younger sister of my late father, today is celebrating a birthday. She is 104 years old. So, from all of us here in Áras na Muc Léinn, in the Cube, in the University of Galway, we want to say to Nora, a very happy birthday to you on your 104th birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Aunt Nora. Happy birthday to you.
And I'll optimistically say, and many more of them to Nora. Now, NUIG, it was known as, it's been officially renamed as Ullscoil na Gaillimhe, University of Galway, since the start of the month. The president of the University of Galway, Professor Kieran Hegarty, Hogarty, joins me now to talk about the reasons behind the rebranding, along with other key concerns regarding the university accommodation crisis for students, the rate of deferrals, and so on. Kieran, you're very welcome to the program. To Nora, happy birthday. Oscailge as well, a bilingual greeting for Nora. Now, the rebranding, why did it happen?
Well, I think we always felt, and I think research always tells us that simplicity in branding is important, and it's very simple. We're a university, we're in Galway, it's Ullscoil na Gaillimhe, University of Galway. And secondly, we felt also it represents Galway in the sense of this being an important place on the edge of things, on the edge of Europe, but also in between places, between Europe and North America, looking over the horizon every day, wondering what's on the other side, and a very diverse place. The CSO tells us about 18-19% of people living in Galway, not only were not born in Ireland, but not born in Galway, but not born in Ireland. Okay. So a very diverse city, which you want to represent. And the final piece is the bilingual soul of the university. Ullscoil na Gaillimhe, University of Galway, captures that very well too.
Now, the rebranding, as you heard, the minister still thinks it's NUIG. I'm sure that was only a slip of the tongue, but many people over the years, how many names has it had? I mean, at the beginning, what was it called? The very beginning?
Queen's College Galway.
Queen's College Galway, Cork, name number
Belfast.
One.
Yes, yeah.
Then UCG.
UCG, where I was a student in the mid-80s.
University College Galway, yeah. Then NUIG.
That's right, NUIG. And this, there you have one of the issues with it, is that NUIG missed the Galway. So it was known as NUI, NUIG. NUI Galway occasionally. So I think even the minister and yourself have made the point for us that NUIG didn't work for a number of reasons, one of which was it missed the Galway piece that people constantly said G. And the other piece I think particularly important to us is, as I say, simplicity in that this is, we're a university of Galway. So it's not necessarily only in Galway or not necessarily only from Galway, but of Galway. And all that represents, I think, is particularly important to us.
Now, how's it gone down with the public, or do they care?
Well, to those that do care, it's gone. The feedback has been very positive. I had very few people, in fact, nobody saying to me, you know, I really like that NUIG, NUI, whatever it was name. Some people saying they liked UCG, but we felt we couldn't go back. And we felt that this was much more forward-looking, particularly for an international audience, because the college in UCG...
Was it a constituent of something else?
So I think that was also important. So we got good advice, I think, in the whole process. We consulted widely. But the key piece, and as a university where what we do is always based on evidence and research, research suggests simplicity in brand is a complex world and cut through University of Galway, Ullscoil na Gaillimhe, on Himpley, and that was the main reason why we made the change.
Now, no matter how simple the branding is, the problems remain as complex as ever. And student accommodation and deferrals, which may arise from student accommodation shortages, must be a big one this year.
Yeah, and we're particularly concerned about student accommodation. I think it's nationwide. I think we're part of, we always say universities are part of society and microcosms of society, and here's another example of it. And I think students have found it particularly difficult to find accommodation that's affordable and also close to campus or within commuting distance. So many, many students commuting as well. This we now feel is a barrier to entry, for a barrier to access. We've always thought that other their means or funding was a barrier to access. Now we find that accommodation is increasingly a barrier to access. And it's very challenging for students.
And even if you live somewhere in the hinterland and you can commute, parking is then a problem.
Yeah, and one of the things, I'm on a forum for looking at the future of Galway, and one of the things I said to them last week is public transport could help us a lot. And there are plans to put a bus corridor down University Road, which may help. But I think particularly for us, we're also keen on sustainability and the sustainability of the campus, but also our environment, students particularly keen on that. So accessibility, public transport, bicycle lanes and so on, all of that particularly important for us in the broader context.
Now, Minister Simon Harris talked about it, and the Minister of Housing, Dara O'Brien, talked about it a moment ago, this plan whereby they'll provide grants to colleges to build student accommodation, and there's a lot of it plan ready, shovel ready. Do you have any such plans here? Yeah. And what's the impediment to their currently being built?
Yeah, so as the Minister mentioned, we have 674 new beds going up on North Campus to be finished by during the next this academic year, ready for next year. Cost is significant, so anything north of 120,000 euro per bed. First of all, finance somewhat, but we decided yesterday at a meeting of our finance committee, we're proposing the finance structure to the university, Udras and Hull School, the University Governing Authority. Part of that is our thinking around that is we've put it over a longer term to make it more affordable. So we're thinking all the time about how to make it more affordable.
I mean, if you think of 120,000 per bed and you divide that over the length of time that it might have a viable life, say 40 years before it might have to be knocked and it all done again in a high rise or more high rise format or whatever it might be. No matter how you parse it, that makes for an affordable rent, doesn't it?
It does, and I think part of what as you made the point, we've extended our proposal for the finances to extend it over 40 years rather than the conventional 2025, again, to make it more affordable. So that's one piece. I think the other piece for us, the other things we've done, and as a university, we see we have some responsibility in this regard, and we're Imogen from the Students' Union at the protest during the week said she was very frustrated with all the cases she was getting. We are too, in that there's only so much we can do. Building more is critical. We've also tried as much as possible to access accommodation in town. So I went on local radio over the summer, Galway Bay FM, and said, please, Galway, welcome back our students. The rent-a-room scheme, other aspects of accommodation, which we lost during COVID, can we get those back? And then thirdly, student services really worked hard with students in order to match them with accommodation. I went over about three weeks ago on a Friday afternoon to meet our colleagues there just to thank them for the work done. And they were working through the list of students on their books in order to make sure that none of them was without a bed for the weekend. Now, and I think so the significant work that we're doing, our colleagues are doing, to help students as well, and the Students' Union similarly is helping. But there's only so much we can do, and it's quite frustrating, I know, likely for the Minister for Society at large, but for us too, because it is a particular challenge.
I was staying in the G Hotel last night, and in the lobby I met a young student just starting with her mother, and she had just got accommodation with Diggs, Banatee.
Yep.
And her mother mentioned to me that she was doing journalism, which is great, and she was about to go out on the town. And I said, what's the attitude of the Banatee? And the mother said, well, all she said was, as long as I don't hear you coming in, that's fine. And that seems to exemplify the spirit of the party city that is going.
Yeah, and I heard on the way in, on the way across the intro, and I think what we also mustn't lose sight of is that Galway is a very welcoming city and has traditionally been, I grew up here, but has traditionally been a really good city for students and student life, for studying as well. But we also found during COVID that being here and having that experience of the student experience of being in Galway is very important.
And that brings me to that question of remote learning, because that had to happen during COVID. There are some people who say, I'd love to keep doing it because I can't commute and I can't afford accommodation. What is your view on having parallel systems where remote learning might be possible?
Yeah, we've talked about this, and again, we've had discussions, and we haven't always agreed with the Students' Union, but our sense is, and Academic Council discussed this at length, the evidence suggests that students found it really difficult during COVID. We know that retention rates were not as high, mental health issues were very problematic. So we, as academics, people who are interested in student welfare, we feel that the student experience on campus and learning on campus is so important that we're putting so much other efforts into things like accommodation, mental health supports, technology, student services. We've invested more in this year as a consequence. So we feel, as academics, as a university community that have experience in this space, that it's really important that students are on campus and back to campus. Now, that's not to say two things. One is that students in need still get support.
Sure.
and we're adamant on that. The technology is still available for them. And at 11 o'clock today, I'm about to go to a conference of with Pat Dolan and Jerry McGuirk, two colleagues who are looking at what we learned from COVID. And also, we need to draw from that and think about what's the technology, what are the learnings, what's the humanity we learned from COVID? Because I think that's particularly important as well as we come out.
Lastly, as president of the university, what's your ambition for the University of Galway?
I think what we've always said, and the Galway piece is important, that this is a university that has a regional remit, but an international ambition. And I think our values are particularly important to us. So respect being one, and I think the culture of the university particularly important in that. But the one I would point out in particular is sustainability. We have the opportunity here to be leaders, and we are ranked top 50 in the world by the Times Higher for impact on sustainability, okay, number one in Ireland. I think for us and for our students, this is particularly important. So if there's an ambition, so people talk about rankings often, and rankings there are limitations to them as an accountant, I know. But two things I would say, the look and feel of the place, that it's this, that is a place that is of its place, but also has that sense of international, the world outside, and benchmarking and working with that world. But secondly, that we contribute in and for the world as a university which is at the forefront in our own practices, in our research, in our teaching on sustainability. And I think that's something we're, as a university community, I think we bought into.
And it's something we'll be talking about on the programme later on. Professor Ciarán O'Hogarty, President Oliva, University of Galway, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.